Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Donna Marie Doherty with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the military tribunal has heard that the trial of a man accused of the murder of Private Sean Rooney has been postponed until June on medical grounds. The northwestern regions will get just 8 new recruits out of the 151 who graduated from the Garda Training College in Templemore today. A Strabane man who was convicted of murdering his wife during a boating holiday in Fermanagh has lost an appeal against his conviction. These stories in full, plus more to come. Jordan McDade will have the latest in sport at around 5:15 and Colm Fairter will have Unnuked. First in news, the military tribunal has heard that the trial of a man accused of the murder of Private Sean Rooney has been postponed until June on medical grounds. The 23-year-old UN peacekeeper was killed on December 14, 2022, when the convoy he was travelling in came under attack in Lebanon. Mohamed Ayad, who was handed over to the authorities by Hezbollah in December last year, last month was released on bail on health grounds. He was not in attendance today. Highland Radio's Beirut correspondent Hannah McCarthy was there. She says concerns are growing following the latest delay.
Instead, a lawyer representing Ayad presented a very short one-page medical report to the military tribunal, and then there was a slightly kind of odd exchange where the head of the military court, Brigadier General Khalil Al-Jabir, asked the lawyer if he'd brought a photo of Mohamed Ayad in hospital. This is not a legal requirement. It's not a common request. I don't know whether it's something that we should take as a sign that perhaps the court's view of Mohamed Ayad's medical condition is somewhat suspicious. But nevertheless, the military court accepted the one-page medical report and they postponed the hearing until June 2024, so 6 months away. I think today is definitely another kind of worrying sign for, you know, the Irish government and the Defence Forces that justice will not be delivered in the case of Private Sean Rooney. I think expectations really are quite low.
Gardaí say they are attending a collision which occurred in Dromini in Letterkenny. It happened earlier this afternoon. They say they have no further details at this time. Updates will be given as they come in. A man from Strabane who was convicted of murdering his wife during a boating holiday in Fermanagh has lost his appeal against his conviction. 47-year-old Stephen McKinney, who'd been living in Convoy, County Donegal, was jailed for a minimum of 20 years for murdering 35-year-old Luna McKinney in April 2017. Michaela Clark reports.
Stephen McKinney was seeking to overturn his conviction and challenge the sentence handed down to him. He claimed his wife had fallen into the water at Devonish Island while checking mooring ropes and that he tried to save her. In 2021, a jury found him guilty of his wife's murder after accepting the prosecution case that it was not a boating accident. BBC News NI reports that three appeal court judges considered seven grounds of appeal that the conviction was unsafe. All were rejected. In dismissing the appeal, Mr. Justice O'Hara said they had not been persuaded by any of the grounds advanced on behalf of Mr. McKinney. A further hearing is due to take place in the coming months to consider an appeal against the length of his sentence.
The Garda Commissioner says the distribution of new Gardaí across the country is monitored closely and balanced against the available resources. 115 out of the 151 new Gardaí who graduated from the Garda Training College in Templemore today will start in Dublin from tomorrow. 20 will be posted to the eastern region, while the southern and northwestern regions will just get 8 new recruits each. Garda Commissioner Drew Harris says more Gardaí are due to graduate in the coming months.
In March, we'll have a further 170 will graduate, and then in June, a further 170 again. So there's more resources coming online all of the time. We will balance up all of the demands placed upon the organisation. But beyond that then, even the 115 moving to the Dublin metropolitan region, that allows then for other things to happen in terms of transfers to rural region.
Meanwhile, the number of roads policing Gardaí has dropped by over a third since 2010. That's according to figures received by the road safety campaign group PARC. The Taoiseach previously admitted he's disturbed with the levels of fatalities, which stand at 177 so far this year. Chairperson of Park and Donegal native Susan Gray says the dramatic fall in the numbers of Gardaí assigned to roads policing is unacceptable.
We've just been told this morning that there was further reductions a few weeks ago in November, and that figure could be as low as 644 approximately now. Now, there's many counties that have seen an increase in road deaths, and the same counties have seen a decrease in road policing members this year. That is appalling and it's totally unacceptable.
A Letterkenny mother has spoken of her concern that her daughter will be inoperable if she doesn't have spinal surgery soon. 10-year-old Kylie Ann Stewart has been waiting 5 years for the crucial surgery. Her mother Catherine says Kylie is in more pain as she continues to wait for a date.
When Kylie's at home, she doesn't spend a lot of time in her wheelchair. From a very young age, we've had to encourage her to be quite mobile around the floor herself, so she would bum shuffle a lot around the house. Like, she's in the chair a lot more, which is obviously at school. Writing seems to be a big, big thing that causes a lot of pain now. She'll complain a lot more now when she's back at school these months. Say, how would you feel if it was your child, your grandchild, your daughter, you or me? How would you feel today? I'm sure you wouldn't want it for any of your family members, but I've been put through. The man has been put through. And the rest of our group that's been put through. We could write books, and every parent that has a disabled child has went through something at some stage that's not right. These people with making decisions need to listen to people like us. They walked in our shoes one day for life. They would make it a priority that our children are seen and treated like they should be. Animals are treated far better than our children.
Uttaras na Gaeltachta are seeking expressions of interest to develop affordable housing for Irish speakers in Gweadóir. The housing initiative was approved today, supported by a capital allocation of €250,000. An Rinn in County Waterford and An Cathru Rua in Galway were also selected. The three areas were chosen as they are within existing settlements and close to public services. Those looking for more information can do so on our website, highlandradio.com. Concerns over the failure to notify and consult a local community in South Donegal on plans to house 90 asylum seekers in rural area were raised at a packed meeting last night. It came to light yesterday that a property in Cavan Garden was to be turned into a centre to house the group of men. It was believed that a one-year contract had been signed. However, South Donegal Deputy Marion Harkin told today's 9 till noon show that it was claimed last night that the owners of the building had not entered into an agreement with the department.
Barry Sweeney, a local councillor, had been in contact with the family who actually owned the building. And he said that the family told him that they hadn't signed any agreement or contract. Now,
but do they not have that lease to a third party, no?
They do. So what the agreement is there, I don't know. Whether they signed it over to the third party and the third party proceed or not. I really, to be honest, I don't want to speculate on that because I didn't speak to them and I wouldn't like to put words in anybody's mouth. But Barry Sweeney, gave the impression, the strong impression, that the family who owned the building had not signed the contract. To me, the interpretation was that this deal, as laid out by the department, would not go ahead. But I can't guarantee or say that. I didn't speak to the family, and that doesn't mean that what was said yesterday mightn't be changed or might be different today.
The Marine Minister is facing further calls to intervene in the blocking of Donegal fishermen from the waters around Rockall. Sinn Féin spokesperson for Fisheries and the Marine, Donegal Deputy Padraig McLaughlin, has told Minister Charlie McConnellogue that the prohibiting of fishing within the 12 nautical mile radius of Rockall by the British and Scottish government is shocking. He says while efforts are being made to find a resolution, it's imperative that they continue.
Minister, to the 2013 agreement. The difficulty was that agreement was made in the context of all waters being under the jurisdiction of the Common Fisheries Policy beyond the 12-mile limit. So Rockall was under the Common Fisheries Policy. Both governments, had an interest in allowing fair access. And I find it extraordinary that the Trade and Cooperation Agreement allowed the British government to take advantage of the new reality and to put this arbitrary limit around Rockall. And unfortunately, our government passed legislation, the Maritime Jurisdiction Act, that implemented the 2013 agreement. That agreement never came through these houses. It would be very questionable under the Supreme Court. You know, the Voisinage agreement precedent. So it would have been very questionable if that 2013 agreement was actually legal under Irish law. But we did make it legal at a time when Britain were behaving so badly. So we've made mistakes from the Irish government perspective, but I accept that you have been engaging. It's clear from The Guardian, from the Freedom of Information, that the Irish government have been repeatedly raising this. So this is extreme bad faith for the British government, and we need to call it out, Minister. It has to end. It has to stop.
In response, Minister Charlie McConnellogue acknowledged the impact of the denial of access to Rockhall waters is having on Donegal fishermen.
We're working and trying to take every step possible because I know how important it is to Greencastle fishermen in relation to the haddock and that access within the 12-mile zone and also to fishermen in relation to the squid fishery. And listen, as I've said to you before, the 2013 agreement has no bearing whatsoever on this, on the status of Rockhall. What the 2013 agreement did, as I said to you earlier on, I think you accept this, Rockhall has been always within the 200-mile zone of British waters. What we contest is that they should have no 12-mile exclusive zone, which is acceptable under international standards where you have an inhabited island that's owned by a country, but this is not inhabited. So we dispute totally the fact that you should have a 12-mile zone. But what happened back in 2013 was simply there was a grey area that ran from north of Inishowen out into the sea along the 200 miles gap line between ourselves and the UK, and there was a few mile in that whereby both navies managed and oversaw that grey area. Both came in and managed it. And they simply drew a line up the middle of that in the 2013 and said to remove the grey area. But Rockhall is many, many miles north of that. It wasn't relevant to that piece at all. But listen, I accept we've been working hard on this. It means a lot for our Greencastle fishermen. It means a lot for fishermen who do the squid.
Thank you, Minister.
And we continue to engage to try and find to get access again to that traditional fishery that we would have fished.
The time has just gone 12 minutes past five. We're going to go to a short break. And Jordan McDade will be back with all of the latest in sport.
This Christmas at Super Value, we have great offers to help you share the magic. Like Super Value Signature Taste Fresh Irish Hampshire Ham Fillet, 1.4 kilo, only £10.99. Selected fruit and veg like carrots and Brussels sprouts, 49 cent each. Plus, get money off vouchers every week on the Real Rewards app too. Share the magic this Christmas with Super Value, in store or online.
I've been looking after Mam for a good few years now. It's been hard at times. It's been difficult to find time for myself. I've even had to stop work.
You've worked hard caring for others. Now the state pension can work for you. If you've spent 20 years or more caring for a loved one who couldn't care for themselves, you can now use the time spent caring to qualify for a contributory state pension. Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at gov.ie/pension. A Government of Ireland initiative brought to you by the Department of Social Protection.
Impress this Christmas with magical starters at Lidl. A must-have for special occasions are superb deluxe organic smoked salmon, only £4.29. And spread the luxury with our deluxe pâté selection, only £3.99. Wishing you a magical Christmas with Lidl.
Make your next menswear choice at Watson Menswear Letterkenny. From suits to casual wear, there's big names to choose from, like Andre, Tom Penn, Rima Zumo, Superdry, Penguin and Tommy Bow. If you're going to a special occasion or big event, get fitted in style at Watson Menswear, open 7 days a week on Main Street, Letterkenny, online at watsonmenswear.com or follow on social media for details of offers and new arrivals. The Christmas Club is also now open and a small deposit will secure any item.
Burglars are now doing their Christmas shopping. And guess what? They might just be calling with you. Install a wire-free burglar alarm from Sheridan Security Systems before December 31st and get 6 months round-the-clock monitoring free. Contact us today on 912-6025 for a free quotation. Have a peaceful Christmas with Sheridan Security.
My guest this week is Inishowen farmer Neil Crossan, whose Living Green business has won a number of recent enterprise awards.
Business Matters, in association with Atlantic Technological University, Donegal. Study for a Doctorate of Business Administration and obtain the highest level management qualification available. Visit atu.ie/DBA. The winner takes all at the Cope Dunloe's Christmas Advent Countdown. Spend over €50 in any of the Cope stores from now until December 23rd for your chance to win the entire contents of the Advent calendar, worth over €3,000. T's and C's apply. See in store for details and for daily Advent reveals. See the Cope Dunloe on Facebook.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports, with great gift ideas for everyone on your list this Christmas, in-store and online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
The Times 5:15, Jordan McDade has all the latest in sport.
Thanks, Dawn-Marie. Good evening. We start with soccer. The fixtures for the 2024 League of Ireland season were released earlier today. Finn Harps begin their first division campaign at Bishop Gate against Longford Town on Saturday the 17th of February. The following Friday, on the 23rd of February, Harps' first home game at Finn Park will be against recently relegated Cork City. Derry City start their Premier Division season on Friday the 16th of February against Drogheda United at the Brandywell Stadium. While round two sees the first North West derby of the season, with City away to Sligo Rovers. The Candy Stripes' first game against champion Shamrock Rovers will be on Monday the 4th of March at the Tallaght Stadium. FAI Cup action for the League of Ireland sides will begin in round 24 on the weekend of the 21st of July, with the finals to be played on Sunday the 10th of November. The full fixtures are available to view on our website, highlandradio.com. Cross-channel, Tottenham can pull level on points with 4th place Manchester City in the Premier League tonight. Ange Postecoglou's side are away to Nottingham Forest with kick-off at 8. In Irish League Premier Division this evening, Ballymena United host Carrick Rangers and Crusaders face Larne at Solitude. To Gaelic games, Donegal champions Setanta have a massive game on Sunday as they travel to Park Ulster and Newry to take on Kilkenny side Thomastown in an All-Ireland Intermediate Club Hurling Championship semi-final. Thomastown will start as favourites, but Setanta will be hoping to cause an upset to reach the final. Kevin Campbell is not only a key figure on the team, but also joint manager.
The whole way through Ulster, we were underdogs, and away kind of suited us. We had this, you know, bit of resilience about us, or a bit of a chip on the shoulder that, you know, sometimes teams look down on us because, you know, we're not the big professional setup with all the, you know, 40 boys warming up and fully carried out. But, you know, you can dress teams up as much as you want. They still got to go out into the hurling on the field. But look, this weekend, you're right, massive underdogs. I think the Kilkenny boys are 1-100 and we're 14 or 16 to 1 or something. But look, it's where you want to be, and we've talked all year about writing a story and what a story to be. To, you know, be training all year with 18 or 19, 20 boys, having a panel, maybe only training with 13 or 14, and, you know, putting over, turning over these massive clubs. Look, it's another step of the weekend. We'll see where it takes us, but it'd be some story to write if we could get over the line.
On Saturday, there's an under-21 final action. The under-21A final will feature Glenn Swilly against Gweedore at O'Donnell Park tomorrow at 2:30. And it will be live here in Highland. That game will be preceded by the under-21B final between Buncrana and Dunloe at 1. Staying with GAA, Donegal's McKenna Cup fixtures have been confirmed by the Ulster Council. Jim McGinnis' first game in Ballybofey since his return as manager will be on Wednesday the 3rd of January against Armagh, thrown in at 7:30. Donegal will then take on Tyrone on Sunday the 7th of January at Healy Park in Omagh at 1. The final group game between Armagh and Tyrone will be on Wednesday the 10th of January. Holders of the McKenna Cup are Derry, and they will start away to Cavan on Wednesday the 3rd of January, with Mickey Hart's second game in charge on Saturday the 6th of January at home in Owenbeg to Down. The semi-finals will be played on the 13th and 14th of January, with the final scheduled for Saturday the 20th of January. On to rugby. John Cooney and Matty Ray come into the Ulster starting 15 for their date with the star-studded Racing tomorrow evening. Looking at cricket, with figures of 6 for 36, bowler Josh Little was man of the match as Ireland took a 1-0 one-day series lead over Zimbabwe in Harare. Ireland beat their hosts by 4 wickets with almost 10 overs to spare. They'll meet for the final time in the series on Sunday. Finally, in darts, it's the most wonderful time of the year as the PDC World Darts Championships get underway tonight at Alexander Palace. Defending champion Michael Smith is due on last in the stage tonight, facing the winner of Kevin Dotts and Stel Bunce. That's your sport.
Thanks, Jordan. August Sinesh is saying nuke the Colin Ferriter.
Jim and Natasha of Colin Ferriter and Sean in the previous guilty.
Tugtar le fusca bhfuil obair chóilireachta agus taide i leith tíhíochta arbert i gceantar ghéalteachta idir lava ag údras na ghéalteachta. Is cad i principle atá tugtha ag an board tíhíochta in acmhainne a arbert na ceantar ghéalteachta agus bé na tíhí a thófar ar thalamh an údras ná faoi mhártas tíhíochta údras na ghéalteachta. Díiríthe ar ghéine le géalaige agus tugann sé deis le duine ar bia a géalaigh acu a cholínan crutar na scéma a choristeach air. Tá sé fógartha go bhfuil deontais cadaithe de cead chaiste inúnanáil chun tógraí pobl agus seirbhísí lua blianta a arbert. Tá deontais suas le ceafras a 6 mílí euro cadaithe do chaiste arbertha chnoc fola chun obair a chaithe a dhéanamh ar an anad pobl. Anuasar sin tá suas le 263 mílí euro cadaithe do chaiste banastíochta scolbhríide chun foraigne bh thógáil a bheith san úsáid mar níonra. Sa ghéalteach lár tá deonta suas le 1,010 euro cadaithe do chaiste forbartha éden infra chun obair a chaithe a dhéanamh ar an hála pobl agus tá suas le ortmas a 1,000 euro cadaithe do chúrim lánaí an chlochain chun cóileoirí a ceapú ar mhaithe le pleanála a ullmhar a olvú le do arbert onad chúram lánaí agus níonra. Agus tá áran nólag nua chumha ag scolairí na hidirbhlíana as garam scol cú olú, tá an tábhra nuair an nólag mar a bhí ar fáil ar na gná ardan ar líne, agus ceiliúra thar sféile scéalaíochta na gláise ag chláthan nílaí an dearú seartain na seo le cardlana agus comórta spártaithe den dearú seartain gaholas ag anad acmhainne béal an athe. Sin mo chuid se éilí go léir slán agus bannacht.
Gur mé aga colum. The price of petrol and diesel in December dropped by 8 and 9 cents respectively. It's the third month in a row prices have dropped at the pumps. Meanwhile, the cost of refueling an electric vehicle fell from €978 to €975. Blake Boland from the AA says that compares favourably with combustion engine equivalents.
So a similarly sized diesel vehicle will probably cost just over €2,000 to cover that same distance. But EV drivers should be savvy. They should shop around for the best rates. And anybody with a smart rate, a nighttime rate, could see themselves paying just under €300 to cover that same 17,000 kilometres. So there are significant savings to be made.
Repairs to a burst water main may cause supply disruptions to Cashelard and surrounding areas. Works are scheduled to take place until 7 o'clock this evening. Ishka Éireann do recommend, however, that an allowance of 2 to 3 hours after the estimated restoration time is made for supplies to fully return. A large Christmas tree in Derry City Centre has been targeted by vandals. At the bottom of the tree, located in Guildhall Square, has been stripped of all of its baubles, with people observed climbing the tree and an adjacent giant bauble feature also. Derry City and Strabane District Council say regrettably there have been a number of incidents of vandalism and tampering with the Christmas decorations in the city centre. The PSNI, Community Safety Wardens and CCTV operators are monitoring the area of Guildhall Square and Waterloo Place in response. As well as the obvious dangers of climbing the tree, the council says it represents criminal damage. They're appealing to people to report any incidents of vandalism in the area. An urgent meeting is being sought with the Minister of State at the Department for Transport to discuss serious safety concerns on one of the main roads in Inishowen. It's understood €1.6 million of funding that had been set aside to upgrade the Glen Tochar Road in 2017 is no longer available. Councillor Martin McDermott says much more than patchwork is urgently needed on the route.
What I proposed was that we now go and meet Jack Chambers, Minister Chambers, in relation to Glen Tochar specifically, because Glen Tochar is the main artery into North Inishowen. It's where the most traffic comes, particularly for Cairn Donagh, for Malin Head and for tourism operators in our area. And we need to have a good infrastructure on that road. And I think we need to go and acknowledge that there was some works done, The vast majority of that river, the Donagh River coming down from Glentower, is in bad state of repair, and that work needs to happen, and we need to get the funding for that.
And there is a road safety imperative here as well?
Oh, there is a major road safety imperative. Only this year we did do about £190,000 worth of road safety measures on that road along the river where the road is falling into the river. There's about another 1 kilometre, 1.5 kilometres of structure in the exact same position. So that is a safety issue that needs to be addressed. So we feel that road should be taken up to the standard now when that work's done, and not just doing a sort of a piece here and a piece there, that we should be doing the right project on it. And as I say, we were given commitment back in 2017 that that would happen, and we need to now push and make sure that we do get a follow-on of that commitment to make sure that it does happen.
Looking now to weather, this evening and tonight will be cloudy with patchy light rain or drizzle, becoming breezier overnight. Lows of 8 to 11 degrees in moderate to fresh south to southwest winds, stronger in coastal parts. Tomorrow will be cloudy with patchy light rain or drizzle at times, becoming quite windy with fresh to strong and gusty southwest winds developing, continuing mild with highest temperatures of 10 or 12 degrees. To conclude this evening's headlines, the military tribunal has heard that the trial of a man accused of the murder of Private Sean Rooney has been postponed until June on medical grounds. Northwestern Region will get just 8 new recruits out of the 151 who graduated from the Garda Training College in Templemore today. And a Strabane man who was convicted of murdering his wife on a boating holiday in Fermanagh has lost an appeal against his conviction. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. There'll be more updates again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices this Friday evening, December 15th. The death has taken place of Magella Doherty, née O'Kane, Craigland, St Johnston, and formerly of Three Millmount Villas, Strabane, proposing at Quigley's Funeral Home tomorrow from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Funeral leaving the funeral home on Sunday at 10 a.m. for Mass in St Mary's Church, Millmount at 10:30. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The funeral Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Joseph Gallagher, Strugatty Terman and Cheshire Apartments, Long Lane, Letterkenny. Joseph's remains will repose at his late home from 12 noon tomorrow, with rosary nightly at 9 o'clock. Funeral Mass in St Columba's Church, Terman on Monday at 11 a.m, which can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only. Donations, if desired, to Donegal Centre for Independent Living, care of any family member, or John McCafferty, Undertaker Terman. The death has taken place of Jared Fleming, Convent Road, Milford. Remains will repose at his home. House strictly private. Funeral Mass on Sunday morning at 11 a.m. in St Peter's Church, Milford. Cremation on Monday afternoon at 4:30 in Lakelands Crematorium, Cavan. Family flowers only. Donations, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice or Cancer Research, care of Patrick Sweeney, funeral directors. The death has taken place of Elsie Wilkie, Kilross Trenorler. Her remains are reposing at her son Aubrey and daughter-in-law Kay Barclay's home at Meadowbrook, Drumbo, Lower Stranorler. Funeral leaving from there tomorrow afternoon at 1:45 p.m. for 2:30 funeral service in St Ninian's Church Convoy, followed by burial in the family plot in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to St Ninian's Church fund care of any family member or Terence McClintock, funeral director. The death has taken place of Susan Margaret McCrabney Nelson, Drumatoland, St Johnston, formerly of Nottingham, England. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral leaving from there on Sunday at 12 noon for funeral service at 2:30 in Lakelands Crematorium, Cavan, followed by cremation. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to Friends of Letterkenny University Hospital, care of Cecil McCrabb or Terence McClintock, funeral director. Family and close friends welcome. The death has taken place of Liam McNulty, Gort McCallbeg, Milford. Remains reposing at the Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Mountaintop, Letterkenny, from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. this evening. Private cremation will take place in Lakeland's crematorium, Cavan. Family flowers only. Donations, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice care of Patrick Sweeney Funeral Directors. The death took place on September 28th in Cheshire, England, of Grace O'Kelly, née McLaughlin Gráinne, formerly of Chiernalee, Carndonagh. Grace's funeral mass will take place tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. in the Church of the Sacred Heart, Carndonagh, followed by interment of her ashes in the adjoining cemetery. Funeral mass can be viewed live on churchmedia.tv. The death has occurred of Mary Gallagher's Dr. Glenties. Mary's remains are reposing at the family home until 10 p.m. tonight, housed private on the morning of the funeral. Funeral mass tomorrow morning at 10:30 at St. Connell's Church, Glenties, with interment afterwards in the local cemetery. Funeral mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. Family flowers only. Donations, if so desired, to Glenties St. Vincent de Paul, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Jean Rogers, née McBertie, Killiniere Convoy. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral leaving from there tomorrow morning at 10:15 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church Convoy, with burial afterwards in St Eunan's Cemetery, Raphoe. Family time please from 10 p.m. tonight and before the funeral tomorrow, family flowers only. Funeral mass can be viewed live on Craig's Media Facebook page. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.